Several stories making headlines in today's agricultural news and on today's Tuesday edition of Farm Time. A few details on each one. Some information from Farm Week regarding donations to help William Van Wassenhove following that unfortunate accident several weeks ago. You can drop off donations or mail them to the State Bank of Hersher. Checks need to be made out to the Hersher Foundation, and the story said to please include Willie Strong on the memo line. Receipts for the charitable donation are available upon request. My best wishes go out to William and his wife as he recovers from this very unfortunate mishap. Following the detection of New World screwworm, the United States has suspended Mexico cattle imports. The U.S. has relied on livestock from that country as ranchers struggle now to rebuild depleted cattle herds. Who's Brooke Rollins? What to know about Trump's pick to lead USDA? The conservative lawyer is CEO of a right-wing think tank, America's First Policy Institute, which is poised, we're told, to exert enormous influence in the president-elect's second term. As our next Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke will spearhead the effort to protect American farmers, who are truly the backbone of our country, said Trump in a statement. Meanwhile, the president-elect is calling for 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico. Farmers, of course, have worked to increase exports to both of those countries in recent years, and new duties could upend those gains. The public will have its first chance to see the new AgCo Training Center at Parkland College in Champaign this afternoon from 1 until 3. The $6 million facility will be the site for Parkland College's new AgCo Service Technician Associates degree program, which was launched last fall. Beck Seed is expanding its operations with a new soybean processing plant in New Madrid, Missouri, expected to be fully operational by 2026. The 60,000-square-foot facility will serve local farmers by processing 3 million units of soybeans annually. Also, congratulations to Jim Taylor, reporter on the RFD Radio Network, as at last week's Illinois Corn Growers Annual Meeting, he received the Media Award. And the headline says, SNAP braces for cuts under Trump, according to policy analyst. Altering eligibility requirements and combating fraud are also likely to be top priorities under the new administration. That's today's Farm Time. I'm Mike Perrine.